Chapter 1. Maxine. Present day. Talk about eating my feelings, Max thought as she shoved the rest of the greasy burger down her gullet. She was pushing 20 pounds over her goal weight. Okay, maybe it was closer to 30. And she refused to give another thought to the dizzy spells after eating sweets every morning. She'd made two, count 'em, two appointments with her GP and canceled them both. The first time hadn't been her fault. A pimp she'd been questioning had decked her in the face, and she'd had to go to the ER. The second time? Well, that was all her, and she couldn't pretend otherwise. After shoving a handful of fries in her face, she exited her unmarked, nondescript vehicle and headed up the stone stairs to Our Lady of Mercy. The anonymous tip that had come in that afternoon was bogus as shit, but there had been a small detail the caller had either snuck in or accidentally revealed. A name. In all her mother's paperwork, Maxine couldn't find anything related to this name, nor could she find any information through hacking systems. But this name had come up as a missing person from Florida. While she knew this wasn't a newborn that'd gone missing, Maxine couldn't shake the feeling that the woman had something to do with the MC she'd been investigating. Granted, she'd paid a high school kid to hack DMV records, but that wouldn't turn up the names she was looking for, like Trick, Big Mo, and Nomad. Biker names weren't in the system, and if you didn't have real names or fingerprints, then you were shit out of luck. So, here she sat, shoving food in her face or eating her defeat, in front of the last clue leading her to the MC. Maxine eyed the old ornate door and spied the video equipment in the upper right corner, not hidden or in any way discreetly placed. The nuns of Our Lady wanted to know that they could see you before you saw them. Not typical for the Catholic hospitals she'd been to, but in the same breath, she hadn't ever been to a Catholic psychiatric hospital. Shit, did they even really exist? They had to. She was staring right at one. Not much made sense in this small-ass town. A faint buzzing noise alerted her to a voice-activated box. The nuns are getting savvy with it. Okay, she thought. A quick go-over of my cover. She was a detective from Louisville, a transfer to Blackwater that seemed in order when the overwhelmed department kept losing track of young girls faster than a twister in Kansas could wipe out a small town. She'd keep that cover in mind, just in case these new tech-savvy nuns decided to call and check her badge number that wouldn't pull up in the system. She knew for a fact that there were three cops in that current situation. A drunk cop at a bar proved to be a wealth of information. Pulling her cheap suit jacket open, she positioned the fake badge on her belt toward the camera. There was static, then the crisp, less than amicable voice asked, "Can I help you?" Well, that was what she was here to find out. Lord knew what these women would reveal to her, or if they'd even let her in the front doors. She pulled her badge from her belt and flashed it at the camera, closer this time. "Yeah, I have a few questions for the Monsignor or Mother Superior," or however that shit worked. A scoff sounded through the line, and she lowered her metal, instinctively ready to move on to her next trick if necessary. Seemed as if a badge meant nothing to the nun on the other end.
"And for what? Who are you, and why have you arrived without notice?"